Myanmar, or Burma. Overview. The following is from page 82 of the printed edition. Land. Embracing snow-capped mountains, steamy jungles, sweeping plains, mighty rivers, and broad deltas, Myanmar is amazingly diverse. It is the second largest country in Southeast Asia and covers an area larger than France. People. At least 135 ethnic groups make up an estimated population of 60 million people. Some two-thirds of the population are of the Bema or Burmese ethnic group. About 90% of the population are Theravada Buddhist. Many Kayin, Chin, and Kachin people are professed Christians. Language. Myanmar, or Burmese, is the official language spoken nationwide, but most ethnic groups also have their own tribal language. Livelihood. Agriculture, forestry, and fishing are the mainstays of the economy. Rice is the most important crop. The country is rich in natural resources, including teak, rubber, jade, rubies, oil, and natural gas. Food. Rice is at the heart of nearly every meal. It is often accompanied by nyepi, a pungent paste made from fermented fish or prawns. Light, spicy salads and mild curries are popular. Meals may include small amounts of fish, chicken, and prawns. The most common beverages are black tea and green tea. Climate. The climate is governed by equatorial monsoons. There are three seasons, warm, hot, and hot with rain. However, in the mountainous northern region, temperatures can be cold. Returning to page 79 of the printed edition. Nestled between Asian giants India and China, Myanmar is a land of fascinating contrasts. The footnote reads, Myanmar was formerly called Burma after the Bema or Burmese tribe, Myanmar's largest ethnic group. The country was renamed the Union of Myanmar in 1989 to represent the many ethnic groups in the country. We will use the name Burma for events prior to 1989 and the name Myanmar for events after that year. End of footnote. Yangon, formerly called Rangoon, its largest city, boasts multi-story buildings, crowded shops, and bustling traffic. But beyond Yangon lies a land of villages, where water buffalo till the soil, people view foreigners with wonder, and time is measured in the passing of the seasons. Myanmar today echoes the Asia of yesteryear. Here, rickety buses bounce along potholed roads, past ox carts hauling crops to market, and goat herds tending their flocks in the fields. Most Myanmar men still wear a traditional wraparound skirt, or longji. Women apply tree bark paste, or thenaka, to their faces as makeup. The people are deeply religious. Buddhist devotees revere monks more than celebrities and daily daub gold leaf offerings on gleaming statues of the Buddha. The people of Myanmar are gentle, considerate, and inquisitive. 8 major ethnic groups and at least 127 subgroups inhabit the country. Each group has its own distinctive language, dress, food, and culture. Most people live on a broad central plain nourished by the mighty Ayawadi or Irrawaddy River, a 1,350-mile-long waterway winding from the icy Himalayas to the tepid Andaman Sea. Millions more inhabit a vast coastal delta and the arc of highlands bordering Bangladesh, China, India, Laos, and Thailand. For nearly 100 years, Jehovah's Witnesses in Myanmar have built up a record of unwavering faith and endurance. During chaotic violence and political upheaval, they have maintained their neutrality. Despite physical hardships, religious opposition, and limited contact with their international brotherhood, Jehovah's people have tirelessly preached the good news of God's kingdom. The following account presents their heartwarming story.